thing of just walk and smell the roses.
Exactly.
You know, it literally.
I have met so many people who are actually, in a way, they feel that they have grown from this COVID crisis. Many of us haven't been sick yet, fingers crossed, from the virus itself. And actually, I don't think I know anyone who has had the virus personally. But it's given us this time to reflect and even to change our habits. An example of that was, I read in a newsletter that the little green corner was opening again.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, I'm going to go, because I often pass that area, and I thought, I'll have my morning coffee. I'll just add an extra 15 minutes so I have time to stop there and get my morning coffee. Turns out that they didn't have seats yet. They're just handing out coffee from a window. But I had a little chat with the owner, Hugh, and I think you should hear his little story, because there is a cafe that has actually been transformed in a way by what was a crisis, a virus that came and stopped everything.
My name's Hugh. I own Little Green Corner Cafe. We don't use any single-use disposable cups anymore. If you want to take away coffee, we offer you a metal cup. You pay $6 when you get your coffee, and you get $6 when you bring it back. Simple idea, and it works. People are open to it. The program is called Returner, and it's a very sort of well-considered program, and so the cafe owner doesn't bear a lot of risk. They just have to be willing to have that quick conversation with people to just challenge why we actually need that disposable cup when really we don't, and it's something that we should, take out of our whole system if we can.
So the timing, is that because of the COVID crisis that you sort of took that leap?
Partly. We were doing it before COVID, but we took the stance to have zero single use, which we didn't have before COVID. And that was really about my own frustration, just seeing this repopularisation of single use cups, and understand that cafes needed to keep going, and that was a way they were willing to do it. I just felt like that momentum around single use had really been stopped over COVID, and I didn't really see that there was actually a valid reason why. So we just taken a really simple, practical stance on that. I wanted to do it for a while, but COVID was probably the reason why I'm doing it now.
So you're opening slowly again now. How has it been? It must have been terrible to have a cafe and see everything closed.
It was pretty jolting, clearly. So we were Little Green Corner on a Friday, and then on the Monday afterwards, we were the Good Meal Project, which is where we make meals for people's homes. The response to that was just electric, to be honest. Like, we never anticipated that, the level of interest and enthusiasm around it. But it's actually, we never got asked to create meals for people's homes. It was never on our radar. But we just had a stab at something that we thought might be a chance to keep our staff employed. And it's been a lot more than that. It's actually a really important part of our planning going forward now. And it's good, like, the interest is there, and people pay up front, and all those things that in small business are really nice as well.
So COVID, in a way, has been an inspiration, or it's brought something new, a rethinking.
Oh, big time. I mean, we essentially closed our old business and reopened a new one. However, with the values that has built and given Little Green Corner the reputation, those values have stayed in place in terms of sustainability, supporting local farmers, local produce, using what's growing around us. Those values are still very much part of the Good Meal Project. We're key to Little Green Corner, but just a different way of providing that to people. So we'll keep going with it, and we'll just see how we can incorporate the cafe element back into this as well. So it presents a challenge in a way, because we actually couldn't serve food in the cafe whilst doing this, because it's just too busy.
There's, I think, renewal for us all.
Absolutely.
Returner cup. Had you heard about returner cups? I had not.
I had heard about it, but I'm so glad that he's done that and made that stance, because at the moment I don't actually get a takeaway coffee because they won't take my cup. And the first time that I actually realized that, it was very at the very beginning of COVID. And I went for a walk on the beach, and I had my cup in my pocket, which is a bit of a pain, but you remember it, you take it. That's how you get your coffee. And then I went to get a coffee, and they're like, "Oh no, we don't take cups anymore." And I was like, "What? Why? Because you might have COVID. And I'm like, well, you're giving me a cup that you're handing. Anyway, it's not the girl's fault. She's working at the cafe. I'm not arguing with her, but I just was so shocked. My friend was like, oh gosh, here we go. Jack is going to get on her high horse. But I really was like, I don't want to get a coffee, because why can't you just do that? I don't understand it. So I'm so glad that he said, because I haven't been to any cafes yet, even the ones here in my local area that I know are very much into, being carbon neutral and all of that, even they're still giving out paper cups.
So tell them about the returner cup, hey?
I will. I'm going to ask from now on when I go get a coffee. I'm going to say, do you have return a cup? And then if they say no, I'll just say, well, I'm not getting a coffee.
Well, look, the use of non-returnable cups has considerably escalated during the coronavirus.
Oh.
It's more than trebled from what it was before. We've forgotten all about the people bringing their own cups and what have you. I was really, really pleased to hear that. As a non-coffee drinker, I'm not part of that culture. But Mick, can you tell us where the Little Green Corner is?
Yes, so it's actually very near our radio station, The Pulse. It's in Little Rari Street.
Right.
And what I was excited about, two things. One was that while I was standing there and chatting with the cafe owner, two customers came by, first one and then the other, and we held, the appropriate 1.5 meters distance and the rest. But both of them didn't know about the system. And when they were introduced to that they had to pay $6 as a deposit, they didn't even think twice. They just said, that's fine. No worries.
They're going to get it back.
They're going to get it back. And it struck me, we don't need to wait for governments to implement these systems. You know, there's all these people who are saying, well, we need a refund system and the government needs to blah, blah, blah. No, a cafe can, as we have seen here, take an initiative, make it happen. If people support it, it will run. And it does.
The Sustainable Hour.
For a green, clean, sustainable Geelong. The Sustainable Hour.